improve their brand presence and message, and produce a positive return. AmericanEagle.com got to work and executed usability studies and detailed audits of site experience, digital assets, and marketing. The result? An integrated digital marketing and customer experience plan, organic traffic increase of 20%, and a long-term roadmap for success. If you love great steaks, go to KansasCitySteaks.com for website design, development, and online solutions that bring efficiency and results. Visit AmericanEagle.com. If you need a results-driven website, call the team at AmericanEagle.com at 877-WEBNOW-1. That's 877-WEBNOW-1.
Safety and security is top of mind right now in the Mid-South, and at Top Gun Memphis, we carry only premium pepper spray. It's the hottest scientifically measured in the industry. This is not the stuff you can get online, and it certainly can't be bought at a gas station or on Amazon. So if you want to protect yourself with pepper spray, come to Top Gun Memphis. We also teach a pepper spray course at Top Gun Memphis and the permit to carry classes. So if you're ready to protect yourself, sign up online at TopGunMemphis.com. That's TopGunMemphis.com.
The Gossett Mitsubishi Summer Sales Event is still going strong at Gossett Mitsubishi on the Pike. Get ready to embrace adventure like never before in 2022 Mitsubishi Outlander Sport. $339 a month or $26,390. Get dramatic performance off-road, on-road, and everyday driving in 2023 Eclipse Cross. $409 a month or $31,085. And breakout and standout in 2022 Mitsubishi Outlander. With 7 seating capacity, we Gossett at $419 a month or $31,605. Plus, peace of mind with our stellar 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. That's Gossett Mitsubishi, 1870 Covington Pike, or shop online at MemphisMitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we Gossett and Gossett Motor Cars.
All 75 months at 4.44 APR, 500 military rebate, 4,900 down sport. NU017062, MSRP 27140, Cross PC 00695, MSRP 31585, Outlander NZO 84348, MSRP 32105. Includes all rebates and incentives, PF 695, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 10-122 with approved credit, dealer stock only.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you about Danny Morrison Roofing Professionals. They're a local, family-owned and operated business serving the Mid-South's residential and commercial roofing needs since 2010. It's the home of the free roof. You really can get a new roof with no cost to you. Most roofing jobs, they can be done in one day, so this isn't some lengthy process. Just call Danny at 901-870-0186. It's Danny Morrison Roofing, a proud supporter of the University of Memphis Athletic Department. Danny Morrison Roofing, 901-870-0186.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashes the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits, like free bets. It's never been easier to join the action on the new BetMGM app, featuring a fresh redesign with improved features and quicker navigation. Planning a trip to Vegas? You can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM Resorts properties located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. BetMGM Rewards is sports betting's premier loyalty program, featuring exclusive offers, incredible experiences, and valuable perks when you wager on the BetMGM app. Sign up with BetMGM or log on today to take advantage of BetMGM Rewards. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Tennessee only. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line. 1-800-889-9789.
WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, with a legacy of sports as flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers talk. Always live on the free Odyssey app and smart speakers say Play 92.9 ESPN, powered by DuckDuckGo. Jeff's guests appear on the Service Master by Cornerstone phone lines. The experts when it comes to disaster cleanup. Service Master by Cornerstone on 92.9 FM ESPN. Today's special guest host, Jeffrey Wright.
If you're just joining us, next segment we'll get back into the University of Memphis's big win against the NCAA and the IARP ruling. We'll discuss all the big takeaways from that. But before we do that, let's talk some Grizzlies with Chris Harrington.
Now, it's Chris Harrington on the Grizzlies, Memphis, and more on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show, presented by Church Health, caring for people all around us. Give today at churchhealth.org.
Chris Harrington joins us now. Chris, what are we listening to?
Tiger Man by Rufus Thomas from Sun Records early on, in honor of the breaking news.
Big, big win for the University of Memphis. We'll discuss that during the next segment. But you were down at Media Days. I was down at Media Days. I guess let's start here. Did anything strike you in particular?
I don't think there was any big news. I guess my bigger takeaways were sort of the sense that, which I already had, but sort of a confirmation that the Jaren thing seems like it's going to be earlier, certainly on the early end of their timetable, that it's not going to be deep into the season. I think that was definitely a takeaway. I think, you know, it seemed like maybe Brandon Clark let something slip about a contract extension.
Yep.
That was one. I think you got a general sense that in terms of figuring out who's going to spell Jaren or who might, you know, be in line for some of those Kyle Anderson minutes, that maybe Santi Aldama starting camp ahead of the rookies, which certainly is the way it looked like in summer league, but from the way people talked, that also popped up. But one of the things, less newsy, but one of the things that sort of struck me, I haven't seen anyone else mention, is there's sort of a strain of self-awareness on the team about, like, their actual basketball. It doesn't quite apply to Ja. I think Ja probably has it, but he's just his public posture is very sort of, like, you know,
brash.
Sort of not yes, brash. That's a good word. But a lot of other people, like, unprompted, like Dylan Brooks twice talked about needing to be a more efficient shooter, which is, like, exactly right. And clearly that's the message he's getting internally. But John Conchar, unprompted, talked about how he needed to shoot more three-pointers, which is exactly right. And it's something they've clearly talked about internally. And people kept trying to get Brandon Clark and Tyus Jones to do the, like, you know, we want to be starters, you know, kind of stuff. And, like, they wouldn't do it. Like, Brandon Clark, like I said, like, he's fine coming off the bench. He plays well with Jaren, which is all true. And so I think some of the self-awareness about, like, the sort of smaller basketball stuff was interesting to me.
Yeah, forgive me because it's a thought in my head, but I haven't quite figured out how to formulate the question. But the thing that struck me yesterday is they felt like a team that is very confident in who they are. And further, they've got a lot of continuity. Like, are they completely, totally running it back? No. But I feel like that they feel like that they have continuity. And so the question for me becomes, is this team legitimately good, more so than just, you know, last year? You know what I mean? Like, and so that seemed to me to be the big question as we head into this season. They believe that they're really good. And now I think this is a question of, like, are they? Is that, you see what I'm, do you see kind of where I'm headed with that?
Well, I mean, I think they believe that they're good, but I think beyond that, I mean, to borrow a phrase from a different organization, but to put it in a different way, like, it's a very trust the process kind of vibe.
Yeah.
I think that is the mind frame of Zach Kleiman and Taylor Jenkins. And you can see that we really feel how it's filtered down to the rest of the team. You know, Steven Adams, I think, inherently thinks like this, talks like this. But I think throughout the team, it's this sort of idea of, like, you know, working on ourselves day to day, you know, the destination will, you know, it gets cliche, but it's kind of true. Like, the destination will be there if you go through the journey the right way kind of stuff. I just think that there's a lot of comfort in, you know, we believe what we're doing and we're following the process from a macro level down to, like, a small, like, skill development level, and not a lot of getting too concerned about, like, you know, where we're projected to be, where we're going to finish, that kind of stuff right now.
Yeah, and to me, like, it was a sense of, I guess the question would be, they believe that last year wasn't a fluke. And I think it's entirely reasonable to believe if you just look at, okay, well, they had five guys in ESPN's top 100. We can nitpick whether or not that's really 100% the case. But I think the thing that stood out to me is they believe that their roster, and Taylor was very emphatic on this, 1 through 10. That was kind of the thing that stood out to me because I asked Taylor about it. Like, we're kind of out of the era of the super team. And what he really stressed is the teams that have been good in this reality that we're in are teams that have the depth 1 through 10. And so I think that's the question for me is, like, are they really that good? And I think that it's entirely reasonable to think that. Like, that was kind of what struck me yesterday talking to the guys.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was interesting to hear Danny Green talk about who had been in San Antonio the same time Taylor Jenkins was in San Antonio.
Yeah.
to hear him talk about how he gets that San Antonio vibe from Taylor Jenkins, that his approach and the way he thinks and the way he talks and the way he runs the team, that Danny Green could tell, like, that is sort of schooled in San Antonio. And if you, when you take a step back, I mean, those Spurs teams were star-driven. They had one of the 10 best players in history in Tim Duncan, and Manu Ginobili would be a Hall of Famer, and Tony Parker would be a Hall of Famer, and they had Kawhi Leonard on the young end.
Manu, remember, he just went in.
Manu is, right? They had Kawhi Leonard on the young end of his career at the back end of their run. Yeah, they had old David Robinson on the front end and young Kawhi Leonard on the back end. But the team never felt like a super team. It never felt like some real starry, we've gone out and courageously and assembled this team for the purpose of winning a title. It felt like a more organic build based on depth and team play and all of that. And I think that's the way the Grizzlies are building their own roster. Whether they will build it to the point of, like, you look up and you have, like, a talent level of a Parker, Duncan, Ginobili, maybe not. But, like, you know, I mean, the Spurs didn't go pluck those guys out of free agency. Like, they developed all of those guys. And so I think the approach is very similar.
Well, and to your point, they're not apples to apples, but if you squint, you can kind of see it, okay? Tony Parker, you know, quick, amazing finisher at the rim, point guard. Ja checks that box. Manu and Dez, I feel like you can see similarities there. While Jaren is certainly not Tim Duncan, like, as you point out, might be one of the most underappreciated basketball players of all time, but, like, they kind of have the makings, and then you can fill in the pieces elsewhere.
Yeah, it's a major defensive presence. I mean, you tip your primary star to point guard, not to the... I swear, man, no matter where I go, there's noise happening around me.
It's unavoidable right now. Like, last night, we were trying to watch the Monday night game, and the whole time I'm just hearing, like, just cars revving up and down Mendenhall. It was awesome.
If the Grizzlies have a Tim Duncan star-wise, it's John Morant, right? But the idea of sort of balance, offense and defense, and balanced players, I think, to your larger point, they're a team trying to build a contender. They already built a contender, but trying to maintain a contender and raise the ceiling on a contender in this sort of organic team-building kind of way. And if we are entering an era, which I hope we are, where it's no longer the go out and assemble, like, you know, the super team, like the LeBron Heat and the Curry Durant Warriors were, I think that leaves it open to teams like this.
Forgive me if this is a simple, I haven't been there enough, but I was struck by the comfort level that Taylor Jenkins had yesterday, and it felt like someone who, I think he thinks his team's really good, and I think he likes his team. Did it strike you that he seemed comfortable?
Well, yeah, but I mean, you know, why wouldn't he seem comfortable?
Sure, it's media day.
It was media day. He was just runner-up for coach of the year. Like, he, in terms of the job security, coach power rankings, he'd be up there pretty high right now, I would think. And so there's no reason to, you got drama going on around the league. He's got no drama of note in his own locker room right now. So, like, you know. I mean, he's got every reason to feel comfortable.
No, I mean, it's, you know, we talked about it a couple of weeks ago. Like, it does strike you the stability that the franchise has right now. But, you know, I mean, again, everyone's got stability until they don't. So, and we can see it flip. But I want to get to what you had mentioned kind of towards the beginning of the show. It does feel like Santi's getting first crack at the four. Was that the impression that you got? Because that was kind of the impression I got.
I feel that way. I mean, in terms of pecking order, I mean, just general pecking order, I mean, Brandon Clark could be ahead of him. But every indication is not only do they like Brandon Clark off the bench, they don't like him with Steven Adams. So I've never believed that would be what they would want to do. In terms of just raw pecking order, Zaire Williams would be above him. But I just don't think they're going to start games that way with Zaire Williams and Dylan Brooks together as forwards. I think they may end games. They may play a lot of minutes that way. But I've never believed they were going to start that way. And so I think my belief has always been that their hope would be that either an Aldama or a LaRavia would play well enough that they could feel comfortable starting the season with one of those players, a power forward. And then, you know, you don't have to play them 35 minutes. You can play them 15 if you want to, right? Like, there are nominal starters around the league who just sort of soak up early minutes until you get into a different rotation. And so as long as they were comfortable with one of those guys getting 15 to 20 minutes at least in that starting lineup, I've always believed that they would go one of those ways if they can. And it certainly seems like their primary hope, they're not locked into it, but it feels like their hope is that Aldama can be that guy at the start of the season.
All right, toss up. Better Dylan line. What does he make of him consistently being mentioned in all trades in which he said, I'm a hot commodity, which I thought was a great line. But it wasn't necessarily a line so much as it was like an exchange in moment. When I believe it was Mark asked him about contract status, and he's like, I don't talk about contract. And it's like, what are you thinking about this year? Contract year. Like, that was just the most encapsulating Dylan like exchange for me. Which one did you like better?
Well, I thought, now I got motorcycles going by. Mm-hmm. I thought the second thing was him sort of helping or thinking he was helping Mark complete his question.
Yeah.
Obviously, he was picking up what Mark was putting down.
Yeah.
And so he verbalized that. I mean, I guess you could take that as a hint that, like, they're not doing an extension and this will be a contract year for him. But I don't think at this point we need much of a hint. I think it's pretty clear to me that that's the case. It's also, and this is not reporting, I don't know, but just it seems pretty clear to me that the Grizzlies would have made him the offer they're able to make him and that he would also turn it down. And
yeah,
that's just sort of pro forma negotiating given all the circumstances involved. As far as the first thing, I mean, that's a good line. The hot commodity thing is a good line to deflect a common but uncomfortable question about
sure.
trades. Because the reality is, like, every player has a long NBA career. Like, you know, 90% of them at least are going to be the subject of trade rumors at one point or another in their career. And I don't know what the percentage is who actually get traded, but it's probably over 50 over the course of, like, whole careers. And so, like, it's his turn. Like, it's not like he hadn't been there before. There's the whole Brooks thing,
yeah,
you know, the weird trade thing a couple years ago. And so Dylan Brooks is, I think, the second most likely Grizzly player to be involved in trade rumors and to even be traded after Danny Green. And so, you know, if there's not going to be an extension for him before the season, and I don't think there will be, that's going to be a thing that's going to be a conversation topic around him on and off from now until the trade deadline. And there's a decent chance he actually gets traded if they look up and they decide, I don't know if we really want to pay him what it's going to take next summer. So I'd say get used to it. Be a hot commodity.
Going back to your point about the self-awareness with Dylan and being more efficient, is that an easier said than done situation?
Well, yeah. But most things are easier said than done.
Sure.
I think we have ample evidence now that Dylan has a hard time reining that back. But I will say that the time last season, singular, where it was the biggest issue for people, that people got hot about it, was when John Morant was not on the floor. And frankly, they were having a hard time generating offense. It wasn't Dylan Brooks. Jaren Jackson wasn't generating offense. Tyus Jones, you know, people love Tyus, but, like, he doesn't really generate a lot of offense as a point guard. And, you know, Desmond Bane was dealing with the back issues in that series. They didn't have a lot of other places to turn. And I am still interested to see. I do not assume it will work or it won't, but I'm interested to see what it will look like if we get Ja Morant, this Desmond Bane, who I think will be a 20-point scorer this season in the
yeah.
NBA, Ja Morant, this Desmond Bane, and a Jaren Jackson Jr. whose offense gets a little bit back on track. If we have all three of those in the same starting lineup as Dylan Brooks, which we had very little last season because of the various injury stuff, you know, if we can get a month straight of those four players playing together, can Dylan settle into fourth in the pecking order? I don't know if he can. I don't know if he can't either. I would be interested in learning that before I make deals.
What did you make of Zach Kleiman's comments about Danny Green and then the presence of Danny Green?
I think people should be careful about assuming
yeah.
too much. I think Danny Green could be on this roster in the playoffs. I think Danny Green could be traded in 10 minutes.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I think both
are, like, equally possible.
Right. And so I do think it's true, and I know it's true. I've had conversations before yesterday about some of this stuff. They really like Danny Green. They like him. As, and you could see why yesterday. They like him as a member of this organization. They think he has positive value even if he's not playing basketball. They truly do. So I think they really like him. and they think if he can get healthy at the end of the year, he could be someone who could help them late in the season and in the playoffs. I would put him helping them on the court at an under 50-50 proposition, given the amount of the significance of the injury and given his age and given that he was sort of becoming sort of more of a fringy player anyway, even before the injury. I don't have a lot of faith in that myself. So I feel like it would be a big mistake for them not to be open to moving that expiring contract at some point. But I think they're comfortable enough in the team they have, and they like Danny Green enough that I don't think they feel any urgency to move that deal. Like I don't think that they're in a let's move it for the best thing we can to help us right now. I don't think they feel that urgency at all. And so I think, you know, more than likely they do carry him into the season, and we see what materializes over the course of the season. But, I mean, he was, you know, that was – his performance yesterday was like apex level, I'm just a good locker room vet who's happy to be here and I want to help out performance. I mean, you can see very clearly in that public performance why, like, they like having him around. And I do think he'll be a positive – you know, influence on the team as long as he's here.
Do you think this team needs an outside, like an additional veteran presence? Because while Steven Adams has played a ton of basketball, I mean, he's still what? He's going to be 30 right now? He's 30, correct? I think that's right.
I think he's 29.
Yeah, he's 29.
He's 29. Yeah.
Do you think they need the, because I, you know, I was kind of struck by the, you know, Danny saying, you know, I think this team kind of needs to get off social media a little bit and whatnot. Like, I'm just kind of, I kind of go back and forth. Like, on one hand, I can see where that's useful. At another time, like, I do kind of wonder, like, could that end up being like a friction where you have, you know, this might be an extreme example, but, you know, when Fizdale came in talking about championship pedigree and championship and, you know, that ruffled Mark the wrong way. And do you think that's something that is, that, do you think that's something that's necessary for this group?
No, I would not use the word necessary or needed. Yeah. I think it's something that could be of value on the fringes, but I would not characterize it as needed. And if you ask me, like, would you rather have Danny Green, you know, as a better presence or a better shot creator with John Morant's not on the floor? Yeah. Like, give me the second. Better depth. I was looking at this today because I'll start writing my roster preview columns starting either today or tomorrow. The first one's finished, so it's on Ja. But I was starting to look at some of the other stuff. And, like, the wing rotation, I think as long as everybody's healthy, it's really good. But, like, if Desmond Bane misses a month, like, they don't really have another shooting guard on the team. I mean, they're talking about, you know, John Conchar is a backup shooting guard, Dylan, Zaire. None of those guys are, like, really true shooting guards. Like, they really only have one, like, true scoring guard on the whole roster. And so, I think a veteran presence like Danny Green can help them, but I think there are other things that could help them more.
Did you get a sense of at least what the plan would be for Zaire for this coming season, or at least, you know, kind of where they view it? Because the thing that struck me is, yet again, more comments about more on the ball, if you will, which, you know, I didn't know what to make of that one way or the other. Did you get a better read?
I think, you know, if you look at last year, the Grizzlies, I believe, had three different players get six man of the year votes.
Yeah.
Tyus Jones, De'Anthony Melton, and Brandon Clark. And two of those players are back. I think Zaire Williams is going to be the true six man on this team, in the sense that I think there's a very good chance we look up and he is averaging more minutes per game coming off the bench than Tyus Jones or Brandon Clark are, just because of the positional versatility. I mean, as I mentioned to Jeff, I think it was yesterday, I mean, you can play line. They're going to play lineups this season where you can call him the two.
Yeah.
They're going to play lineups this season where you can call him the four if you want to. I just think the versatility is there and the belief in him is there, and he's going to find his way onto the floor in all kinds of different lineups with all kinds of different combinations. I don't think he'll be a starter unless there's injuries or trade. Like, I don't think they'll have Zaire Williams starting and Dylan Brooks coming off the bench.
Yeah.
But I think he's going to play. I think he'll be, you know, basically the sixth man on the team, effectively. And I think he's going to have a big role for the Grizzlies this season.
All right, we'll close here because I don't really know what to think of it one way or the other. Another theme that at least I picked up on from Taylor Jenkins is how will this team react and respond going from being hunted rather than the hunter? How big of a question is that for you?
Oh, I don't think that's
I think talent matters more. It's kind of how I.
Yeah,
it's kind of how
no,
I
it's
it.
A long season. It's a long season, and there's lots of good teams, and you know, you're playing basketball, and the whole. I don't. To me, that stuff is more something people will talk about than something that will actually matter much on the court.
Yeah, it struck me more as narrative rather than reality. Is that fair to say it that way?
Yeah, no, that's a good way to put it.
Chris, we appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, thanks.
That is Chris Harrington of the Daily Memphian. When we come back, the IRP's Hugh Fraser is conducting his press conference right now about the IRP decision. Again, if you're just joining us, it's a big win for the University of Memphis. No postseason ban, no suspension for Penny Hardaway. We'll get back into the details when we come back right here on the Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, hey, Jeff Allen. It's a great day to be happy. Happy in a new Kia from Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah. What you got going on?
Randy, we'd love to make you happy with the all-new 2023 Kia Seltos LX all-wheel drive. Just $257 per month for 36-month lease and only $29.99 due at signing. Or how about a 2023 Kia Sportage LX front-wheel drive, $287 per month for 36-month lease, $34.99 due at signing.
That's what I'm talking about, Jeff. You got me happy, happy.
And listen, Randy, if you don't see what you want, no problem. We will order exactly the perfect ride for you, and you choose your own bells and whistles.
Plus, equipped with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia Mount Moriah.
2680 Mount Moriah or KiaMountMoriah.com. $650 acquisition fee, $30,000 per year, 20 cents excess mileage, zero security deposit. Seltos P738, 6423, MSRP 25325, Sportage P709, 8842, MSRP 27955. Includes all rebates and incentives. Must finance through Kia. Excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 10-1-2022. Dealer's
Hi guys, it's Andrew with River Ridge Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we now have a major medical breakthrough that has helped thousands of men. The wave technology at River Ridge Medical uses gentle pressure waves to repair and open up blood vessels. We have 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University, showing our technology treats the root cause problem of erectile dysfunction. No pills and no side effects, just more blood flow in the bedroom. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED and regain your love life, grab your phone and call us now. You'll qualify for the assessment, the exam, even the blood flow ultrasound totally free. And to the first 10 callers now, you'll get a gift that can produce immediate results in the bedroom. You're going to love that. This is a $650 value, free to callers right now. 901-672-2000. That's 901-672-2000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction by treating the root cause. Call River Ridge Medical Clinic now to qualify. 901-672-2000.
Don't miss the fun of the Mid-South Fair at the Lander Center. The rides, the food, the shows, the music. Tuesday, September 27th and Thursday, September 29th is Buddy Day. Two wristbands for $30. Get your tickets now. Visit MidSouthFair.com.
All you truck drivers and truck mechanics out there, are you looking for a different kind of company and culture to be a part of? At Waste Connections and Team Waste, our employees reap the benefits of realizing their potential with trust and full support as a second chance company. We offer competitive pay, signing bonuses, tool allowance for our mechanics, and at the end of every workday, you get to be home. Our culture is built on taking care of each other and the communities we serve. Apply today at careers.wasteconnections.com and become part of a great team of people.
It's game on at Sam's Town Hotel and Gambling Hall Tunica. Win big in our sports book where you can cheer on all your favorite teams in some of the roomiest seats available. Win with your taste buds when you dine in one of our food venues, including Willie and Jose's. Try traditional Mexican dishes along with making your own burritos, tacos, and bowls. Be a winner any way you play and anytime you stay. Only at Sam's Town Tunica. See Boyd Rewards for full details. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to get conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, Language for Life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-1509. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-555-1509. 800-555-1509.
Charging a cell phone can be like getting a booster shot. A booster is given to enhance or restore protection after a primary series vaccination, which wanes over time. Schedule an appointment when you are eligible. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat is ready with Power Days deals on Covington Pike. It's time to make all your wishes come true, so come by. Pick out your ride and Gossett will get it ordered just for you. At Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat, you'll get exactly what you want and at the price you want. No hassle, no extra charges, no market adjustments. You will not pay more than MSRP at Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat on the Pike. Plus, you can take your pick from 22 Jeep Cherokee Latitude 4x4 or 22 Ram 1500 Quad Cab Tradesman 4x2. Now $519 a month. Get it while the getting's great at Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat. So drive past the rest and come to the best. Gossett on the Pike or shop online GossettMotorcars.net.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motorcars.
75 months at 4.5% APR, 3,500 down Cherokee, ND5 22552, MSRP 38785, Ram NS17135, MSRP 39745. Includes all rebates and incentives, excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 10-122, dealer stock only.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. The Settlement Specialist, LLC, is responsible for the content of this ad.
Attention, this is an important message for anyone that spent time at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. If you or a family member lived, worked, or served at Camp Lejeune at any time between August 1st, 1953 and December 31st, 1987 and developed a serious health condition, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call 800-305-1562 now to see if you qualify. That's right, studies have found the water at Camp Lejeune was contaminated with toxic chemicals for decades, causing serious health conditions such as bladder, breast, or kidney cancer, Parkinson's, leukemia, and non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Congress has approved and President Biden has signed a new law allowing anyone that spent time at the base affected by injury to seek the justice they deserve. Billions of dollars have been set aside by the government to compensate victims. If you or a family member lived, worked, or served at Camp Lejeune during this time and developed a serious health condition, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation even if you were denied a disability claim in the past. Call 800-305-1562 now to see if you qualify. Hurry, time is limited. Call 800-305-1562. That's 800-305-1562. 800-305-1562.
You've heard me talk about Dr. Mehdi Sadeghi and his staff at the Smile Center, but here's the thing. Even if you don't have insurance, they have a membership plan at the Smile Center, in-office insurance plan for patients that do not have dental insurance. If you want whiter teeth, you can now have a white, dazzling Hollywood smile with Zoom in-office whitening. You can have a white smile in less than 2 hours. Go see Dr. Mehdi and his clinical staff. They've all been vaccinated. 1941 South Germantown Road in Germantown near Saddle Creek. Phone number is 309-1333. SmileCenterMemphis.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Jeff's guests appear on the Service Master by Cornerstone phone lines. The experts when it comes to disaster cleanup. Service Master by Cornerstone on 92.9 FM ESPN. Today's special guest host, Jeffrey Wright.
Yeah, if you're a fan of the University of Memphis, go ahead and find a nice place to celebrate today, because today is only, in my opinion, can only be viewed one way. It is not only just a win for the University of Memphis, I think it's a bigger win than they could have even have hoped for. And let's get into it, just exactly what occurred. So at 9 a.m. this morning, it was reported earlier this morning, I want to say maybe around 7 a.m., that the IRP would release its findings and its penalties on the University of Memphis. And I think the thing that was interesting was, I think there had been growing optimism from the University of Memphis side, but I think there was always just the natural human instinct to have some doubt of, okay, you can be hopeful that you're going to have a favorable ruling, but at the same time, you're leaving it up to someone else to decide your fate. Well, when the penalties came back, not only did you receive pretty much the lightest possible punishment and penalties, I think it's simple as this. I think it's probably even less than you probably would have settled for. So I don't know how this can be viewed as anything other than a massive, massive win for the University of Memphis. Citing the IARP's press release today, the independent resolution panel concluded that the case involves level 2 and level 3 violations of NCAA legislation. Based on its assessments, the independent resolution panel classified this case as level 2 standard for Memphis. The IARP used the Division I membership approved penalty guidelines to prescribe the following penalties for Memphis. So I want to, before we get into the actual penalties itself, I would like to kind of translate what that said. This is a massive part of the findings as well. Memphis was facing at least 4 level 1 violations. This entire case then became level 2 and level 3. That is massive, because now that you're on probation, you have not, for lack of a better term, been convicted, if you will, of level 1. So therefore, if you were to ever have level 1 penalties in the future, you wouldn't be a repeat offender. Now, we're going to get into what that might look like in a little bit, because I'm not even honestly sure that actually matters. Section 1 from the press release, the core penalties. A $5,000 fine plus a 0.25% of its average men's basketball budget based on the average men's basketball program the previous 3 total budgets. So this is not an exact number. The last budget that I could find was from Jason Munns, and Jason Munns basically showed about $6 million for the basketball budget, for the men's basketball budget. So if you're just doing quick math, we're talking about here a $22,000 fine, give or take the $5,000, plus by my math, it was around $17,000 in terms of the 0.25% average. So we're talking about roughly $22,000. The second part of the penalties, a 3-year probation starting today, September 27th, 2022, to September 26th, 2025. During this period probation, Memphis will, okay, I need everybody to take a seat. Try not to laugh. Require at least one counsel from the university's Office of Legal Counsel to attend 2 NCAA regional rules seminars. Again, I said this at the beginning of the show, whoever grabs that number, I would like to issue an apology in advance. I'm sorry, that sounds like hell on earth, having to sit through one of those seminars. Inform all men's basketball prospective student athletes in writing that the university is on probation for 3 years. I'm sure that'll be a big deterrent. Publicize information concerning the nature of the infractions and a direct link to the public infractions report. Is it a hyperlink? Does it have to just be the actual website? I'm curious to know. Like this, yet again, we're getting into the stiff penalties. File a final compliance report with the NCAA Office of Committees on Infractions by September 30th of 2025, confirming regional rules seminar attendance and how the information was distributed to other members of the legal council who engages with athletes. Y'all, they're gonna have to do a book report. Like, literally, I guess maybe not a book report, but you're going to have to give essentially a report of the seminar that you attended. Okay. Prior to the conclusion of probation, Memphis's president will provide a letter to the NCAA Division I Committee on Infractions affirming the university's current athletics policies and practices conform to all NCAA requirements. Additional penalties. Public reprimand and censure. Are you serious? Public reprimand. Okay, reprimand. Okay, sweet. B, vacation of all wins, records, and participation based on student athlete number one's participation in the November 5th, 2019 contest or any NCAA postseason competition at any time he was ineligible. For those that have not done the math, student athlete number one is James Wiseman. Vacated records will be reflected in Memphis's men's basketball program and its head coach in all publications in which records are reported. For the record, James Wiseman played in three games. Memphis went 2-1 in those three games. The wins against, I think it was like Illinois, Chicago, and then South Carolina State, those wins are vacated. You cannot vacate losses. Losses will stand. So officially in that three-game stretch, Memphis went 0-1. Now, again, it's important, not 0-3, 0-1, because they vacated the win. They do not become losses. Public reference to the vacated wins will be removed from athletics materials and display. A Memphis representative must contact NCAA media coordination and statistics and appropriate conference officials to identify the specific student athletes and contests impacted by the penalties and provide a written report detailing those discussions. The individual records of an eligible student athlete number one will be vacated, and any institution that may subsequently hire the affected head coaches will reflect the vacated wins in the head coach's career records. So therefore, if Penny Hardaway were to ever go to another institution, they have to make sure that those two losses are indeed, or those two wins, I beg your pardon, are indeed vacated. I also want to go to some of the comments made by Hugh Fraser, who is essentially becoming the spokesman for this case. He started today's press conference by saying, quote, "The bottom line is the University of Memphis's leadership failed to educate Penny Hardaway on the limitations of his role as a booster and failed to monitor his actions that ran afoul of NCAA rules because of his status as a booster." He again emphasized the majority of the blame lies, quote, "at the feet of the institution's leadership." Fraser also says that the hearing panel was intentional in not levying any penalties that would affect current student athletes. He reiterated that Penny Hardaway was not made aware of James Wiseman's ineligible status until after Memphis's game against South Carolina State on November 5th. Quote, "We did not see this as a situation that warranted a postseason ban. These were not circumstances where penalties should be leveled on the current student athletes themselves. We examined a very, very significant record, and we came to the conclusion that it didn't reach level one. There would have been no difficulty with this panel arriving at the conclusion if they had been satisfied that the conduct reached level one. We did not find that." So there are a couple of takeaways here that I think are interesting. Number one, whether or not you believe it, whether or not I believe it, it does not matter. What is clearly specified is that the IARP committee believed the fault lies with the leadership of the University of Memphis, and that kind of, you know, essentially interpreting it or inferring, I guess, would be the appropriate word. They believe that David Rudd, who was heavily, heavily cited in some of the previous documents, that this was a failure of his leadership. That's me speculating and me connecting dots, but I believe that is exactly what they are saying because they were very clear to specify university leadership. But the reality of the situation is, I do not believe that this can be viewed as anything other than a massive, massive, massive win for the University of Memphis. I think most people, even in the optimistic camp, were hopeful for avoiding a postseason ban and probably accepting that Penny Hardaway would face some sort of suspension, whether it be 3 games, 6 games, 9 games, half a season. I think there were even some that probably would have been willing to accept up to a full year ban if it meant indeed the University of Memphis would maintain its eligibility for the postseason this year. But as Mark has pointed out on the afternoon show quite frequently, he never felt like the full season ban was in play for one simple reason. In the eyes of the NCAA rulebook, Penny Hardaway was a first-time offender. It was going to be almost impossible to levy a full season suspension against him if indeed that is the case. And that was 100% the case. And I think really what the bigger takeaway from this for me is it is massive that the University of Memphis got these penalties downgraded from level ones to level twos and level threes. Because now all we're talking about, we're not even talking about loss of scholarships. We're talking about essentially a fine, and some poor, poor, poor human being has to go sit through what I have to presume is some of the most boring meetings on the planet regarding recruiting rules and recruiting practices, if you will. But to me, this really begs the larger question, because the bottom line for Memphis is, this is awesome. Like, this is, you can view it as vindication, you can view it as whatever. The bottom line is, it doesn't really matter. This is a big, big, big win. But it does leave me wondering, okay, what's next? Because there's still 5 other cases, and as Gary pointed out earlier on the program, these cases stem from the FBI investigation. Are those cases going to be viewed differently? Are they going to be parsed out differently? I don't really know the answer to that. I can understand a world where that is the case, but I think it's also important to note, let's look at the situation that we're in currently. Is the NCAA really going to dole out penalties with a committee that they've already said, this didn't work, this wasn't what we wanted it to be, this didn't work, this was a waste of time, this is a waste of money, we're doing away with this. Is that really the type of committee that's going to, as a last stand, try to essentially levy out penalties that are probably going to be unpopular? Seems unlikely to me. And then further, I think there is an extreme hesitation right now from the NCAA to levy out any penalties. They are an extremely PR-conscious group, and it's impossible to read the room and think of themselves as anything other than a wildly unpopular organization. So that, to me, begs the larger question, what's next for the NCAA? Because on top of a leadership void and the fact that they have an administration that's essentially being asked to leave, they're going to get to serve out their time, but they're being removed. If they're not even really going to handle eligibility issues, and by the way, they may not even be capable of handling eligibility issues. Go back to when name, image, and likeness was passed. They specified specifically, this is not pay for play. How's that going? It doesn't seem to be an actual deterrent. I mean, and I'm not even someone that's commenting from a moral perspective. Like, I'm just saying the reality is we have pay for play and they can't even stop that. So the bigger question for me is, what is the role of the NCAA moving forward? If it's not going to essentially handle eligibility, if it's not going to handle enforcement, I mean, how are you going to be an enforcement agency? How are you going to enforce rules that even you can't actually back and defend? That seems to me to be a pretty big question. what is the role of the NCAA going to be? I think it's entirely possible that the NCAA, it seems to me it's going one of two directions. Direction number one, and maybe this is the case. Maybe it doesn't exist. Maybe it becomes something entirely different. Maybe, but for all intents and purposes, the NCAA as an organization that we know right now doesn't exist. That to me seems a little extreme. I think oftentimes we think of organizations like this, they just go away. It's not necessarily the case. And it's also important to note, this isn't the first time that the NCAA has come under fire. Now, I do think that it is entirely possible in situation number two that we get a drastically different organization and an organization that essentially just puts on championships. Because for all of the criticism that the NCAA rightfully deserves and takes, I do think it's important to note they do one thing very, very well, in my opinion. They put on really good championships. When you think about the NCAA tournament, it's one of every sports fan's favorite events of the year. Whether you're a degenerate gambler or whether you're someone who just likes basketball or whether you're someone that thinks it's fun to fill out a bracket, they do championships very, very well. Think about the College World Series. Anyone that goes to that event believes that this is a great, great event. On down the line, from the soccer championships to any championship that they conduct, they typically do those pretty well. So to me, I don't know how it ends up functioning or what the mandate will be. But I think it's most likely the NCAA's role moving forward is going to be to put on championships. That seems to me to be the most likely outcome. But again, the largest takeaway is today was a win for the University of Memphis. If you're a Tiger basketball fan, if you're a Tiger fan, if you're just someone that hates the NCAA, pour one out. Because this is about the biggest win that I can remember. I think this is even a bigger win than North Carolina got in its basketball program. So congratulations to everyone involved. If you're sweating out the NCAA and you were sweating out this ruling, your head can hit the pillow tonight and sleep soundly, because the University of Memphis not only will be eligible for this postseason, more importantly, Penny Hardaway is going to be eligible to coach each and every game this year. When we come back, the one story that you've been waiting for. This is the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hey guys, Mike Valeni for Cash the Ticket Podcast. If you like sports betting or if you just like sports, it's the podcast for you. We try to cover all the big games and maybe some of the games you didn't even know were important, give you some angles, pick some winners, have a good time, and hopefully help you meander through college and pro football season. So join us a couple times a week to get all your information you need to bet the games that you watch. It's Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required. Refund available for 60 days after purchase.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hymns.com/joy. You'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Results are guaranteed or your money back. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hymns.com/joy. That's 4hymns.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Jeff's guests appear on the Service Master by Cornerstone phone lines. The experts when it comes to disaster cleanup. Service Master by Cornerstone on 92.9 FM ESPN. Today's special guest host, Jeffrey Wright.
Let's get to the one story.
Now, it's the biggest story we haven't talked about on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show, presented by Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing.
While you may be celebrating the University of Memphis' big day today, and rightfully so, I want to point out a couple of things. We got hurricane season right around the corner, and we've already got a couple of games being moved. South Florida, East Carolina, AAC game, originally scheduled to kick off at 7 p.m. on Saturday. We'll see a site location. They're going to play it over at FAU, and they're going to move that game to Thursday. South Carolina, South Carolina State, which was originally scheduled for Saturday at noon, will now be played Thursday at 7 p.m. I know everyone was glued to that update. Also, I want to shout out all the Cowboys fans last night. Listen, I'm a very, very realistic Giants fan. I'm not someone that turns on the games and thinks that we're going to win. I think what we learned last night, that Cowboys defense, if you haven't been paying attention, that defense is nasty. Micah Parsons is unblockable. Lawrence is still a monster. I think what we learned with the Cowboys, as long as they can kind of survive without Dak, and Cooper Rush has been more than an adequate backup. He might have been the best quarterback in the game last night, which is kind of sad for me. But nonetheless, Cowboys fans have every right to be like, we're not out of this. We are not dead yet, because that Cowboy defense has limited the Bucks. They beat the Bengals, and they made the Giants look like they're still incompetent on offense.
Here's what's coming up next.
This is coming up next on Jason and John. Jessica Benson will join them today. Tim Murray will join us on Giannotto and Jeffrey. Jeff will join GP at 5 o'clock. My thanks to Chris Harrington. My thanks to Gary Parrish. My thanks to Jeff. If you missed anything, it'll be up on the podcast shortly after the program ends. We got to get out of here. We'll try to do better. But for now, our work here is done.
WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, with a legacy of sports as flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers talk. Always live on the free Odyssey app and smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN, powered by DuckDuckGo.
Hey, hey, Jeff Allen. It's a great day to be happy. Happy in a new Kia from Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah. What you got going on?
Randy, we'd love to make you happy with the all-new 2023 Kia Seltos LX all-wheel drive. Just $257 per month for 36-month lease and only $29.99 due at signing. Or how about a 2023 Kia Sportage LX front-wheel drive, $287 per month for 36-month lease, $34.99 due at signing.
That's what I'm talking about, Jeff. You got me happy, happy.
And listen, Randy, if you don't see what you want, no problem. We will order exactly the perfect ride for you, and you choose your own bells and whistles.
Plus, equipped with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia Mount Moriah.
2680 Mount Moriah or KiaMountMoriah.com.
$650 acquisition fee, $30,000 per year, 20 cents excess mileage, zero. Security deposit, Seltos P738-6423, MSRP 25325, Sportage P709-8842, MSRP 27955. Includes all rebates and incentives, must finance through Kia, excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 10-1-2022. Dealer stock only.
Employee onboarding?
Automated.
Customer support?
Automated.
What if you could automate all your company's routine operation tasks and do it easily?
Lead management?
Automated.
With Zapier, you can. Zapier is the leader in no-code automation. Connect over 5,000 apps, automate almost any workflow, and streamline your team's performance without hiring a developer and with no coding required. That's right. Zapier's templates make it simple for you to automate anything in minutes, no matter your level of expertise. Zapier eliminates routine tasks and frees your employees to focus on the bigger picture. And with Zapier's advanced security features and annual SOC 2 audits, your data is safe and secure.
See why thousands of companies, including Slack, Salesforce, and HubSpot, trust Zapier to automate their businesses.
Even complex tasks?
Automated with Zapier.
Try Zapier for free today at zapier.com/radio. That's zapier.com/radio. Zapier.com/radio.
In just a few short seconds, Igor, my creation will be alive.
Yes, master.
It's alive! It's alive! Okay, quick, Igor, open the door.
Okay, it's not working.
Igor, get the door open. He's going to destroy the lab. Igor, call Door Pro. I should have gotten monster insurance.
Garage door getting a little creepy? Call Door Pro. Thousands of doors in stock with same-day service available. Call 901-DOOR-PRO. 901-366-7776 or doorproinc.com.
At Kroger, no matter where you order free pickup, you get the same great deals as you'd get in-store. So you can save when you order during band practice.